What is a great way to get in front of your target market, your ideal client, in a strategic and highly visible way? Do a pod swap with a podcast that serves the same audience as you. Plus, it's a great way to create lasting relationships and collaboration opportunities that will grow your podcast and your business. So today I'm going to share what makes a good pod swap, how to pitch, and how to create collaborations in the process. But before I do, I want to share a podcast that I love called Beyond the Microphone, a podcast about podcasters. Here's the trailer.
Did you get into podcasting with a story to tell? Are you driven by passion and purpose? Has your podcasting journey evolved over time? Have you made not only discoveries about growing your podcasts, but also discoveries about yourself? I'm Adam Baru, the host of Beyond the Microphone, a podcast about podcasters and the stories behind their shows, how they went from concept to reality, and the discoveries made along the way. Join me each Tuesday as I interview podcasters about their journey and how the podcasting experience has changed their lives.
Hey there. So you may have heard of the term pod swaps, and I actually ran it through an AI to get some information about it. And it doesn't appear to be out there. It didn't recognize the term. I was quite surprised. But pod swaps is basically an opportunity for you to swap podcasts with another podcaster. So I would be on a podcast that serves the same audience, and they in turn would be on my show. Now, why would we want a pod swap? It creates a win-win to cross-promote each other, especially if you're serving the same audience, you have the same client base, you're in the same niche, that kind of thing. It gives you more opportunity as well to kind of like make those connections, build the relationships, get to know each other, and potentially collaborate as well. And it brings awareness to your own podcast because they obviously will promote their episode. I would promote my episode. And that way we can kind of cross promote and cross pollinate each other's audiences, whether it's social, your podcast audience, your list, and so forth. And it puts you in the audience that is your ideal client. That is the key part because you want to be super strategic about it. And it can actually give you other opportunities for growth because they may know someone else is in your niche that you would get introduced to and maybe be on their show and so forth. So the opportunities are expansive. Now, how can you do a pod swap? So, I mean, you can be as creative as you want, honestly, but the basics is that, again, I would be a guest on someone else's podcast. They would be a guest on my show, but you could also do it where you record one episode, maybe you have a conversation back and forth about a hot topic, and you can take that audio, take that video. I would put it on my podcast and they would put it on their podcast. So that would just be one recording, but it goes in front of two audiences, right? The third idea that I had is that if you did like a series of sorts, so let's say someone was on my show and we did like the topic was, podcast promotion. Let's say we did like a part one on my show and it was like about organic traffic and organic posts. And then we did a part two on their show and maybe it was about paid content and paid traffic. And so that way you're like migrating the audience from one show to the other show. And it's really cool, actually, if you get multiple people involved. So you don't just have to have a pod swap with just two people. And like, think about TV shows, right? There's like NCIS, NCIS LA. What's the other one? They have New Orleans, I think. And then sometimes they'll have a show where one team guest stars in like another show. And then if there's a part two, you kind of have to watch the New Orleans one And then if there's a part three, you have to watch the regular NCIS. So they're migrating the audiences of one show to try to get them to watch all of them. So if those big channels and broadcast agents are doing that, then why can't we? Now, what makes a good swap? Again, you want to be super strategic about this. So make a list. Think about other podcasts that are out there that are in your niche where their audience is similar to your podcast audience. Think about competitors. And yes, it's okay to think about competitors because there may be a bunch out there that have a slightly different audience, right? Or like, let's say someone, has clients that are like, they're new to podcasting or they're new to business, they're new to marketing, or someone else does the same thing that you do, but they serve someone that is like a $1 million company, or they serve like more globally. And then think about ones that serve the same clients, but maybe they have a different product or a different service. So for instance, I have been on some different podcasts on podcasting, but they do like launches and growth. Whereas myself, we do promotion, leveraging, and content. So different services. So they're like, they're kind of a competitor, but not really a competitor. And there might be some overlaps of services, and that's okay. It is more beneficial if the podcasts are around the same size, because you both want to have a win-win and gain listeners. And then also think about to what podcast hosts or what podcasts, what businesses, whatever, where you can see there are some opportunities to really collaborate, maybe refer each other on other podcast interviews, but refer each other for business. And so the pod swap is kind of like an in to establish that relationship with them and see what other collaborative opportunities are available. Now, how to pitch. I mean, there are tons of different ways, I'm sure, but I'm going to share today what is working for me. So step one is make sure that you are following them on social media. Step two is engage in their posts and really take a note of like which platforms they are more active in. Because I've gone to some and engaged and stuff on LinkedIn, and I found out, oh, they're actually more active on Facebook. So you want to engage more in there where they're active. You know, comment on their posts, maybe share one, and just kind of like, this is your time really to do some R&D, right? Like figure out what topics would be good for them to come on your show about, or look at their blogs and podcasts. What is their area of expertise? Check out their services and really just kind of like drive home, you know, who is their ideal client? Is it aligned with you? Do they have similar services? Do you serve the same audience? And really looking for good topics too, that you could invite them on your show for. So that's where step three comes in. So now that you've kind of like checked them out, you've like followed them, you're engaging with them, you want to DM them. I find that inboxes and emails, it just gets so hectic, and sometimes it can come out like kind of salesy. So I've only used DM, and honestly, I use DM in LinkedIn. I find that I get great responses there. Now, don't make the mistake of giving them all this information up front or saying, hey, let's swap podcasts. You want to kind of like ease into it. So here are a few ideas that I've used. So, hey, I love what you are doing. I see that you're passionate about, you know, XYZ. I love that. I've never covered that topic on my podcast before. It really intrigues me. You know, maybe I would love to have you on my podcast about that topic. Would you like to chat? And then, or maybe I saw you on this show and I loved that you chatted about this, this, and this. That would totally be an amazing topic on my Leverage Your Podcast show. Or, hey, I read this article that you shared the other day, or I watched this video, and I think that information is super helpful to my podcast audience. Would you be open to being a guest on my show and even potentially doing a pod swap? Here's the information about my show and about me. don't give a ton of stuff. I give a link to my press page that just gives kind of like the synopsis of about me. And then I give a link to my page that is about my show, what it's about, the art, topics that I cover, reviews, how to listen, and that kind of thing. It's kind of short and sweet, right? Then you just simply wait for them to say yes or no. I've never had a no yet. So knock on wood. And then you're just like, great. Hey, let's hop on a quick call. And then we can kind of like suss out what top, you know, kind of flush out that topic, learn about each other's businesses. And what I do is I actually have a calendar link that is just for these collab chats. And it's only 20 minutes. So people know it's short and sweet. And, you know, you value everyone's time. And it just makes it easier. And also when it goes on their calendar, then they know, oh yeah, this is a collaboration chat. Okay. Not like a consult link or a podcast link. It just gets super confusing. The other kind of caveats I want to share is to like, again, not giving all that information up front, but don't even give like your links to book on the show. Hey, would you like to be a guest on my show? Blah, 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 blah. And then give them the link to book. It's too soon. Kind of like get that back and forth first, get that collab chat, because that also gives you the opportunity to narrow down the topic, make sure that, you know, you guys get along and that you gel and that you're, you know, it's not awkward. Your personalities are okay together. Cause sometimes, you know, personalities don't work. And if that's the case, then the episode that you record is kind of, you know, not going to come out super great. Right. And then the collaboration chat too is a chance to get that booked. And then also kind of like, you know, touch base on potentially you being a guest on their show, finding out about that. So that brings me into the collaboration call. So start the conversation by sharing, you know, information about your podcast, the audience, and reiterating the topic that you were thinking of having them chat about on your show. You can ask them like, what are their thoughts? You know, ask them about them and what they've done on shows. Maybe there's another topic that they have that they share that they're an expertise on that is, will serve your audience in a bigger way. Maybe it's a hotter topic. So that way you've got some back and forth to kind of really narrow down what that topic is, and also a chance to get to know them better and see, you know, fine tune kind of like who their audience is, what they do, and, you know, how they serve their clients. And then again, it's your chance to ask if it's a fit for you to be on their show. So you could ask, in a softer way, right? Like, hey, I don't want to put you on the spot. What kind of guests are you looking for? Are you looking for guests for your show? What kind of topics are you looking for? You know, I talk about this, this, and this. If that serves your audience, let me know. If not, what are you looking for? And maybe I'll know someone that I can refer to you to be a guest on your show. So that way you're framing it in a way that you're serving them and their goals, their podcast goals, and you're serving their audience. You want to make sure that the content that the audience is listening to is relevant and interesting to them. It's not about you wanting to be on the show. It's more about, can you bring value to their show? And don't talk about collaborative partnerships or referring business or anything like that. That can come later when you actually have the interviews and the recordings. You know, you may say something like, hey, it sounds like our businesses really complement each other. You know, maybe we can chat further when we do the interview, you know, just to see if there's any opportunities between the two of us. You can kind of tease it, but don't go into it. Keep that collaboration call like short and sweet, and learning a bit about them and figuring out the topic of them coming on your show, but then also sussing out the opportunity to be a guest on their show. Now, the beautiful thing about pod swaps is that you have another chance to chat to them on their show, but then also yours. So you're, again, building that relationship, learning more about them. So this is your time. Like, don't just record the episode and then, okay, see you next time. This is your chance to ask more questions and learn more about them and what they do to serve their audience. You know, what is their key offer? How do they generally get their best business? Like, what are those strategies? You know, maybe they do have affiliate links to courses. You're like, hey, I'd love to share that resource with my list. I'd love to share that resource on social. Can you give me those links? And I'm happy, you know, to do that. Is there anyone else that you would like to guest on? You know, I've been on this, and this show. It was fantastic. We serve the same audience. How would you like me to introduce you? So that is a great time to like make those connections. Or even if you know they were a guest on someone's show or they had a guest on their show, you're like, ooh, I noticed that person was on your show. I love that topic. Do you mind making an introduction? So that's your chance to kind of like collaborate that way. And you can even like ask more questions about, again, their services. Ask them if they have, do they do referral? And it's just figuring out the opportunities, right? It's like, again, for me, someone in the podcasting industry, if someone's doing launches, I don't do launches anymore. Unless they're for my VIP clients. So if I get any connections that ask about doing podcast launches, then I would rather hand them off to them and then obviously get a referral fee. So, or if they don't deal with podcast guests, they could pass them off to me and then I can create their content and leverage their content and give them a referral fee. So it's kind of like back and forth. It is good to have a collaboration plan or some ideas ready, like in the hopper, so that you're not like just going, I don't know, what would you like to do? I don't know, what do you think would fit? So here are some ideas. So you can kind of like put that in your written notes already and be prepared. So you can have a package already or affiliate links or a referral program set up for some of your programs, courses, products, and so forth. You can give them a PDF, maybe you've got a web page so that you've got like, you look professional, polished, you've done this before. It's, you're all organized. It's just that much more impressive, right? You can just hand it over. Hey, if it interests you, here's the program that I have. I've even got swipe copy if you want to share it with your clients list, whoever. Another cool idea is to do a podcast, a lead magnet swap. See, I had the word swap, but I put podcast in front of it, a lead magnet swap. So that would be where I would share with my list a lead magnet, a swipe file, a template, a checklist, a training, whatever that I think would benefit my audience and vice versa. So they would share my podcast leverage system training, let's say, or a checklist I have. And then it's just a way to build your list because you both have similar audiences. You're tapping into their audience. Another idea is to do maybe a joint live Facebook or a joint webinar. I'm actually working on one now with a friend of mine. And again, we have similar audiences. We're not competing. I've been on her show. She's been on my show. And so we're doing a little joint venture together and doing a masterclass of sorts. You can even do a podcast trailer swap. We're just swapping left, right, and center here. So you can do a trailer about your podcast, so kind of like a little mini commercial for your podcast. And then you can have their trailer in your podcast for a few weeks. And then your trailer goes in their podcast for a few weeks. You can even like promote it on those show pages for those episodes and so forth. So you're like cross promoting and trying to migrate audiences, right? In another way, it just adds another layer of opportunity. And so at the end of this pod swap, obviously you're going to have a couple of episodes that are awesome and you're going to share, but you're not quite done yet. So you want to keep those collaborative juices flowing. You still want to build the relationship. You want to tap into each other's audience. So you need to wow them as a guest and wow them as a host. What does that mean? You have to promote the episodes. So whether you're the host or the guest, publish it on your website, send emails to your list promoting the episode, create social media, get the raw video for the one that you guested on. You can create reels, shorts, video snippets, create quotes, post it in LinkedIn articles, whatever. But the point is you want to leverage that content, and don't forget to tag the host and guest in those episodes so that you are tapping into their audience and getting increased exposure. And of course, you've probably heard me talk about my podcast leverage system. I have one for guests and one for hosts. So go to smoothbusinessgrowth.com and you can find them there to understand how to fully leverage those episodes. So that is from the beginning to the end of how to create pod swaps and how to navigate the pitching process, navigate that relationship, and create more collaborative opportunities for yourself. And so start making your list of who you can do pod swaps with, and good luck and have fun. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you are guesting on podcasts but still feel like the best kept secret and you want to create authority boosting content with ease while attracting leads and clients, then request a free podcast guest leverage audit to transform your results. Head to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest audit.